Migrant rescues increase as apprehensions spike along southwest border. By Bob Price on August 6, 2023. Border Patrol agents report increasing rescues as the number of migrants crossing the U.S. border with Mexico increases. Officials cite soaring temperatures as a reason for the spike in rescues. U.S. Border Patrol Chief Jason Owens tweeted photos from a series of photos from migrant rescues carried out on August 3. Owens illustrated the rough terrains Border Patrol agents have to work in as they carry out the rescues of migrants. Yesterday, rough terrain and scorching temps increased our rescue responses along the southwest border. Rescues in such harsh environments are both complex and dangerous. Dyke, USBP has over 1,300 specially trained EMTs, including Borstar. pic.twitter.com/KCRT4KEZBP. Chief Jason Owens, at USBP Chief, August 5, 2023. Owens added that the U.S. Border Patrol has more than 1,300 agents trained as emergency medical technicians. This includes members of the elite border search, trauma, and rescue, Borstar, agents. Related articles. Exclusive, Texas troopers aid dehydrated pregnant Venezuelan migrant at border. Texas troopers spot armed migrant smuggler near floating buoy barrier. Exclusive, Texas says state's border security op effectively moving migrant crossings to other states. Teenage driver arrested after high-speed pursuit. Alleged smuggling of migrants near border in Texas. Watch, Texas deploys multi-layer border strategy to deter, turn back migrants at border. Del Rio Sector Acting Chief Patrol Agent Juan Bernal tweeted photos of Borstar agents rescuing two migrants who collapsed under the stress of extreme heat in the region. Borstar agents encountered a group of undocumented migrants when suddenly, two of the subjects collapsed due to the extreme heat. Our Borstar agents jumped into action providing life-saving emergency aid and coordinated a multi-agency emergency response effort. Great job. #USBPPIC.twitter.com/TP87M9SSDS. Acting Chief Patrol Agent Juan G. Bernal, at USBP Chief Trit, August 4, 2023. Two more migrants had to be rescued in the Del Rio sector after they sustained head injuries after being pushed from moving train. #BorderPatrol EMTs arrived on scene and provided first aid to two migrants that sustained head injuries after they were pushed off of a train. This is yet another tragic example of the incredible dangers migrants face when they take the treacherous journey into the U.S. illegally. pic.twitter.com/sec68qvxvd. Acting Chief Patrol Agent Juan G. Bernal, at USBP Chief Trit, July 30, 2023. Agents in the El Paso sector had to carry an abandoned migrant out of Charity Canyon in Cloverdale, New Mexico. El Paso Sector Chief Patrol Agent Anthony Scott Good tweeted. SO to a Border Patrol agent in Lordsburg Station who saved a stranded migrant in Charity Canyon in Cloverdale, New Mexico. #El Paso Sector agents go above and beyond to protect and rescue those in need, putting themselves in difficult situations. pic.twitter.com/kfak1dt0. Anthony Scott Good, at USBP Chief EPT, August 5, 2023. Tucson Sector Chief John Modlin tweeted on August 4 that his agents carried out 43 rescues during the previous week. Week in review. 11,000 apprehensions. 43 rescues. 15 human smuggling events. 10 narcotics seizures. Honor first. pic.twitter.com/3u2kjago9d. John R. Modlin, at USBP Chief DCA, August 4, 2023. One such rescue took place on in late July when Borstar and Three Points Station agents rescued a migrant suffering seizures due to heat-related injuries. Heroic efforts from Tucson Sector #Borstar and Three Points Station agents in rescuing a migrant suffering from seizures near Sells, Arizona, July 27. Their quick and decisive actions stabilized the male, who was then transported to a hospital for further care. pic.twitter.com/3l10jnfornco. John R. Modlin, at USBP Chief DCA, August 2, 2023. Between October 1, 2022, and June 30, 2023, Border Patrol agents rescued 25,735 migrants along the southwest border with Mexico. According to the latest information available from U.S. Customs and Border Protection, this compares to 22,075 for all of FY22 and 12,933 for FY21. During FY 2020, President Donald Trump's last year in office, agents carried out 5,071 migrant rescues, the report reveals. The need for migrant rescues increased by more than 400% during the 2.5 years of President Joe Biden's term of office. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price.